friends and fellow space adventurers, welcome to another episode of
Min-Max in Space,
brought to you by our patrons. And now a recap of session 19. Delving into the hidden FEO base, our crew finds themselves under the ground of dead Eox. They come across some little nightmare fuel bastards who latch onto them, and they have to fight to rip them off. From there, it's deeper into the dungeon, where they continue to find some creepy monsters, but no FEO yet. Interesting. There's also some explodey mushrooms. Varrigan scouts ahead and does find a humanoid, a Kasatha. Without consulting the rest of his crew, Varrigan decides to shoot first and ask questions later. However, he misses, and that launches initiative.
We got more company, Captain.
Can I do a reflex aim to, like, muffle the shot?
No. No, you may not.
The reflex, the magical save.
Top of the order, Karsk.
What you see up there, Varrigan? What are you shooting at?
There's a caster right here. He's throwing a spell. We gotta kill him.
God, I wish I talked. Earlier, I just want to be like, did you shoot him?
I tried. He's too fast.
How do you know he wants to hurt you?
I don't. He looks scary.
We just got attacked by all sorts of creatures in here.
I mean, we've been shooting things first.
Monsters? I mean, this is just a poor Kasatha, man.
That was just a warning shot. Come out with your hands up. All four of them.
The one time Kirsch actually wins initiative, I think he's going to dull it.
Okay.
Tactics.
That moves us down to the Kasatha. So he has just been shot at by a very loud rifle. You were so sneaky. Like, he was staring at that opening, but you were just too sneaky. He didn't catch you as you poked around and made that shot. He is going to move to the northwest just a little bit, essentially getting as far between you and he as possible, and also being able to see you through that little opening. And he is going to cast a spell on you. He waves his four arms at you and starts to squeeze his hands together. And I need you to give me a fortitude save, sir.
Ooh, natural 20, though.
So you are going to take half this damage. You feel your throat start to close up. He gets 11, so you're going to take 5 damage as you feel your throat start to close as he squeezes his four hands together.
I need to make fun of Tyler real quick here. I rolled a nat 1, and my initiative's still higher than his. You rolled a 9.
Being fatigued is the perma-fatigue is not helping me.
Oh, that's right.
Plus 1 initiative.
Yeah, it's bad. Control caster.
Varrigan, your turn.
Control caster's supposed to go first.
I know, Ted. I know.
And it is now Varrigan's turn. And now, Varrigan, he is ducking behind that little race. And so if you fire at him, you are going to have partial cover.
Okay, so I am going to drop my sniper rifle, move 30 feet into the room, away from, like, that wall. I'm just going to circle around that wall and get a clear shot at the caster. Part of my move action, I draw my pistol, and then I will take a shot with my pistol. No trick attack.
Better shoot your shot.
17 to hit.
I'm afraid 17 will miss.
That's okay.
Chris, go jump in.
Okay. Actually, you won't, because somebody that had a higher initiative than you is going to jump in before you.
Why didn't they jump in earlier, then?
Because they wanted to wait till somebody was in the room.
God damn it. Right into the trap.
This is why Kirsch delayed. Tactics.
Tactics. Oh, God. Shooting up out of the pool like a giant green rocket comes a large, very toothy eel-looking creature.
God, I love your names. Toothy Snotworm.
Toothy Snotworm. Oh, that token's terrifying.
It is a fantastic artwork for this thing.
Fuck.
Its teeth are ridiculously vicious, and it lands in between Varrigan and the Kasatha caster. And it will then take a bite at Varrigan.
Oh, shit.
And it will get a 25 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
And it will deal you with a great big bite, 12 piercing damage.
Okay. All right.
All right. Now you can take your turn, Kershk.
Now I have to decide what I want to do with this new information.
New information? Can you see it? I can imagine that this is just a bunch of screams and shouts.
Yeah, nobody can see it except Barrican.
Oh my god!
Ow!
Kershk moves up 30 feet to just barely be able to get into the door. And seeing these two hideous things, instead of just shooting like he had planned on, he's going to cast a spell. What spell, you ask? That's what I'm trying to decide. I will use a level 1 mind thrust, and we will do it on Toothy Snotworm. Well, actually, first let's do that knowledge check.
Okay.
Physical science, life science.
On who? I guess probably the giant.
The Toothy Snotworm.
Yeah, that will be, physical. This is an animal. Or life science, life science.
It's the same level, so it doesn't really matter. 25.
You got it. So this is an Eoxian eel. It lives in the water, but sometimes comes to the surface to fight. It's an amphibian. You're not sure why it's partnered up with a Kasatha caster, but here it is.
Do they have any vulnerabilities?
Vulnerabilities, no.
How about resistances?
Also, no. You know that the primary thing it can do is paralyze people. Oh, and trample. And bite.
Basically all the things that it looks like it could do.
Yeah, all the things it looks like it could do.
Okay. Careful, everybody. It can paralyze you. And then I will use that mind thrust on it. Let's see. It needs to give me a will save.
It gets a 19.
It needed a 19. So it will take half of my 2d10 damage. Well, I see my d10s are still...
Not so great.
Still not so great. I roll 6, it takes half. It takes 3 mental damage.
It does. Mr. Bubbles.
Well, first, Mr. Bubbles is going to have to walk into the room because he's still good, 25 feet out?
Yep.
Walk into the room. What was this thing in the middle again? It's a little, pool?
It's a little pool. Yeah, there's a pool in the middle of roiling blue water.
What did you learn about it?
It can paralyze you. But other than that, no weaknesses, no resistances.
Yeah. As I'm walking, I'm going to pull out a shock grenade, and I am going to toss a shock grenade on the caster and eel.
With a 27 total, you do hit.
And the DC of the save is equal to 10 plus half the grenade item's level plus my dex mod. DC 15.
Okay, DC 15 reflex save?
Yep.
The giant eel gets a 12 and fails. The caster gets a 20 and succeeds.
Yeah, it's a D8 of electricity. Dose, 2 damage, yeah. And then I'm gonna draw out my Dashko.
A little bit of electricity sparks out. It's more like a dzz, not like a whole lot else. After Mr. Bubbles, another one of these eels comes bursting out of the pool and drops down on the other side of the caster. And it will look at you, Mr. Bubbles, and I need you to give me a fortitude save.
21.
You feel it gazing into your soul, and you gaze back so much harder that it looks scared.
I was going to say, Mr. Bubbles doesn't have a soul.
You are in no way, shape, or form paralyzed.
But the eel realizes that when you stare into the abyss...
The Abyss stares back.
The Abyss stares back.
I like it.
Mr. Abyss.
Well done, Tyler. Star point.
Hey! It's
a space point.
I'm useful during combat.
Tactics.
Take a level in Bard. You're making your party better by complimenting them. All right. We move to the Veil.
All right, guys. Ready for me to be useful?
I'm ready.
Yeah. See ya.
He spends 2 actions moving.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm far enough away, it might end up being that. God damn it. In order to even get within sight of what's going on, I spend both of my actions to get up behind Kershk.
I'm just imagining you with your little walking stick. I'm coming.
Well, I mean, I'm so fatigued right now.
Don't kill them without me.
I'll get there, and Vale's eyes will go wide, and I'll kind of look and cup my hands around my mouth and yell to Varric, and I thought you just said there was the one caster. Where the fuck did these things come from?
There's a pool.
I'm just imagining Varric and frantically dodging left and forth, just like, this
There's
is
a big
not
pool.
Important. Well, we go back to the top of the order, and it is going to be the Kasatha. He is not going to maintain the spell that he has on Varrican. Instead, he is going to see the three of you all bunched up there at the door.
Fucking knew it.
And I am going to need a will save from all three of you.
Mr. Bubbles fails for sure. I got an 8. I rolled a 3.
8 fails.
Can I choose whether I want to use my reroll after I find out if I fail?
Yeah, we generally do that. And I will tell you, you do fail.
Oh, shit, really?
Not you, Vale. You're good.
No. The curse fails. I'm worried about my party. Give me a sec. Vale spends a reaction and a resolve point to use Thwart ability. Mr. Bubble is going to get a reroll on this at a +2.
Roll an 11. Get an 18.
Shit. That was a fantastic move, Vale. But unfortunately, Mr. Bubbles' will save is not that great, and he is still going to fail.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my reroll.
Okay.
Nice.
And that 20 for 33.
All right. So Vale and Kirsch are okay. Mr. Bubbles, you are slowed.
What is slowed doing this?
You may take either a standard or a move action, but not both. Shit.
Yeah, that completely fucks me.
Shit. I tried, man. Sorry. Actually, my thwart ability doesn't work because it's any spell or ability that allows a saving throw that would deal stamina point, hit point, or ability damage.
It does not do any of those things. Yes, you may have your resolve point back.
It doesn't.
Then after its turn, we are going to move to Varrican.
Okay, so I'm going to use one of my exploits that I have. I'm going to use Uncanny Mobility. So when I make a trick attack, I can choose the target of my attack before I move, and my movement doesn't provoke attacks of opportunity from that target.
Nice.
So if I move to here, do I still get a clear line of shot without him getting any cover?
Of the Kasatha?
Of the Eoxian Eel.
Of the Eel, yeah, absolutely. You're not. The Eel is not going to be able to get
that
cover.
That might still be within its range, though.
Yeah, what about to here?
Yeah, it's too big. It's not going to be able to get cover from anything in here.
Oh, okay.
I would say that little secondary wall is only a couple feet high.
Okay, then I'm going to move right next to Mr. Bubbles then. And trick attack, 27 on the trick attack, on the stealth roll.
Against the Eel,
yep.
That is successful.
Perfect. All right, then I'm going to take a shot, 21 to hit.
21 hits.
Boom. All right. Now we got big boy damage back here. 2d6 plus 6 plus 3d8.
All right. See it.
Not very good, but 23 damage.
You fire a good shot, goes right into it, absolutely deals the damage.
Perfect.
We move on. It is that eel's turn, and...
Don't do it, David.
It is
Don't
going
do
to
it.
Move up, Ow. And it is going to attack you, Varrican.
I just didn't want him to glare at me.
Nope, he wants to bite you, and he gets a 28 to do so.
Yeah, that'll hit.
And he will deal you 17 piercing damage. That moves us to Kirsch.
Okay, so is this like the spell slow?
It is, the spell slow, yes.
Okay. An affected creature moves and attacks at a drastically slowed rate. Creatures affected by the spell are staggered. See page 277.
Yeah, can take only a single move action or a single standard action each turn, but not both. And you can't take full actions.
Yep.
You move at half your normal speed.
Can I still use swift actions?
Yes.
The key is that it's staggered, because I was wondering if my remove condition lesser would work, and it did not say slowed. Well, I looked at regular remove condition and then greater remove condition. It's like none of these remove slowed. What the fuck?
Oh, I see.
So I finally found that it actually gives you the staggered. Condition.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so remove condition. You remove any one of the following conditions affecting the target: shaken, sickened, or staggered.
Nice.
The condition is the result of a disease or another ongoing effect. The spell removes the condition but does not cure the disease or ongoing effect. So this isn't any of that, so it shouldn't have any bearing on that. So Mr. Bubbles is right next to me. I will put a hand on his back and tell him, "I'm free." And cast remove condition lesser and remove staggered.
Thank you.
Successful. You do so. Anything else with your turn?
Slowly back out of the room. No, I'll stay here.
Good luck.
That is fantastic. Very well done. Very well done. Excellent move. That takes us then to Mr. Bubbles.
The guarded step is a swift action. It's a move action, right?
It is.
It is.
Looking to swing twice?
Yeah, I was hoping to, but it's whatever. Yeah, I'll do a guarded step as my move action to step up to this guy. It is eel that's chasing Varric. And I already pulled my dodge quote last turn. Take a swing. 21 to hit.
You hit.
18 damage.
Excellent. You slice into it and deal it the damage. It's now time for the other eel. It will also move up. And it sees Mr. Bubbles attacking its friend. And so will attack Mr. Bubbles. And it will get a 20 to hit and miss. And that's its turn. Vale.
Vale is going to use his... I'm having a hard time making this choice. But Kasatha's will save is probably pretty good.
It's a caster, I'd assume so.
Yeah. Well, I'm a caster and my will save sucks, so...
Well, I mean, you're Vale, though.
All of my things suck. Alright, we're gonna do it. We're gonna take the risk. We're going to cast Hold Person on the Kasatha. He needs to make a 21.
All right. He gets a 30.
Fuck. Jesus.
Fuck.
Hey, Tyler, you were right. He has a good will save.
Great will save. Oh, shit. Good. Spent my first round double moving and my second round failing on a save or suck. Because he was definitely the suck part. All right, well, unfortunately for me, that is my turn.
You tried.
I did. I really honestly did.
Well, we're back up to the top of the order with that Kasatha caster. Well, he feels his spell that he is controlling, or that he was concentrating on over Mr. Bubbles, dissipate. It is gone. That makes him unhappy. He is going to look at you, Kirsch, see that you did that.
Who, me?
You
I didn't do anything.
You disabled his most powerful spell. So he looks at you and attempts to cast a spell on you. And I need a will save.
Well, I have a pretty good will save, but I suck at rolling. So I get a natural 1 for 14.
Afraid you fail.
Is this going to deal any type of damage, whether it's stamina, ability,
or hit point? It is not going to do any of those things.
Damn it.
You just cast Hold Person on him.
He cast Hold Person on
Kirsch. Fuck you,
Kirsch.
Are you serious?
Oh, God, Vale's life is a comedy of errors. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Kirsch, you are held.
Oh, my God.
You are paralyzed and you freeze in place. You are aware and breathe normally, but can't take any physical actions, even speech. You can't cast spells. Each round on your turn, you can spend a full action to attempt a new saving throw to end the effect. This does not provoke attacks of opportunity. Varrican.
I'm going to do the same thing, I think.
Cast Hold Person?
Yeah. See, do it on Vale.
I bet you all roll a 1 on it.
No, I'm going to use Uncanny Mobility. Trick Attack on the Eoxian Eel. But I'm not going to shoot at him. I'm going to move around the eel and take a shot at the caster. No, I don't think it works like that.
Let's say, does the person that you're getting the free pass from have to be the person you're attacking?
It does.
It does?
It does.
Yeah, then I'm going to move around it then, and then I'll take a shot at that one then. It's fine.
At the eel?
Yeah.
Okay.
But 35 on the stealth roll.
That succeeds, absolutely.
Take a shot at the eel. 18 on the die, 26.
You hit.
22 damage. God damn it.
Well, you still hit it for 22 damage, which is pretty darn good. It does not like that as your bullet rips through it.
Perfect. All right, then that is my turn.
Well, now it's its turn. It's going to turn to look at you, and I need you to give me a fortitude save, Mr. Varrican. He does not like you shooting it.
18?
You are not paralyzed.
Thank Christ. All right, we're good now.
All right, well, that's all he's going to do. No, that's not true. He is going to do something else. He's actually going to move to get in between you and the caster, but in doing so, he is going to incur attack of opportunity from both Mr. Bubbles and Varrican.
I'm holding a...
You're holding...
Ranged weapon, so...
Ranged weapon.
I take a fucking swing. Oh, goddamn, 17.
You miss, I'm afraid. Then after his turn, it is Kirsch who is held, but you may attempt to break it with a will save.
Kirsch gets a 30 on his will save?
You absolutely break the fuck out of that old person.
Kirsch kind of shakes a little bit and glares at the caster.
He sees you break out of his spell after seeing you break Mr. Bubbles out of his spell, and he is looking at you wide-eyed and like, what the fuck is this Sheeran? It then moves on to Mr. Bubbles.
Mr. Bubbles takes another guarded step towards the one that ran away from him, and he takes a swing. 15 to hit.
I'm afraid of 15 misses.
What turn?
Now it's its turn. It will take a guarded step away from you to again get kind of back to the caster, but you're still in its range, and it will attempt to bite you, Mr. Bubbles. And it will get a 20 to hit, which misses. Vale.
So I will be casting Acidic Mist right on top of both of the Eoxian Eels and the caster, and each one of them are going to need to give me a fortitude save.
We get a 21, 24, and 12.
The 21 and 24 save.
That is both of the Eels.
Okay. The 12 fails, however.
That is the Kasatha.
I rolled a really bad 2d6. However, Acidic Mist lasts for one round per level. Since we're level 6, that's going to be there for 6 rounds.
Oh, okay.
So that cloud of corrosive atmospheric gas will stay right on them.
All right. Well, after Vale, we move back to the top of the order, and it is the caster. He is going to start his turn by getting out of that Acidic Mist. He moves to the west 5 feet to get out of it.
A creature that starts its turn in the area takes 2d6 acid damage.
Okay, go ahead and roll that 2d6.
8 damage.
Woo! All right, Tyler. All right.
No, hey, thanks. Thanks, I appreciate that.
So he's now got an acidic mist between him and the rest of the party, except for Varrican.
It does not obscure vision.
It does not obscure vision. Okay. Varrican, since you are the only one that's like close to it, now there's like an acidic mist and 2 eels essentially between him and everybody else. He is going to look at you and he is going to cast another spell. I need another fortitude DC. He does the same thing he did earlier. He squeezes his hands together while looking at you, Varrican.
14.
And a 14 will fail. You feel yourself being strangulated and you're going to take 19 damage.
I'm going to use a reaction and a resolve point to allow you to re-roll that at a +2.
Wow! Round of applause. Way to go, Todd! Woo!
Do you have to be within a certain range of him?
100 feet.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
All right, go ahead and do that re-roll.
Nice. Thanks, Tyler.
Rolling that one.
Well, if you roll better,
you still take the 19 damage.
Roll the natural one.
As part of that spell he just hit you with, you are immobilized.
Psychokinetic strangulation. What a cool sound.
Yeah, and you cannot breathe. You have to hold your breath, but that doesn't really matter for you because you can hold your breath for 10 minutes.
10 minutes. That kind of fucks me.
Is that a concentrate?
Concentration, yep. It's a hell of a spell.
It really is.
And he just kind of cowers behind his eels. It is now your turn, Varrican.
All right, I'm going to use my holographic clone. And as a standard action, I can make 1d4 images of myself. So I make 2 images of myself.
All right.
And then that is my turn.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to reload. That doesn't provoke, does it?
It's a move action.
Oh, that's it then, yeah.
And it takes 2 hands.
Yeah, it's a move action.
Yeah, so it's a move action, so it does provoke. Yep, okay. All right, it does provoke.
Well, that provokes an attack of opportunity, though.
It would provoke, so the eel would be able to attack you.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Okay. Well, it is its turn, and it's going to attack you anyway.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're just right there in front of it, and you can't move. It gets a 21 to hit, though, and misses.
Thank God. That does disperse one of my images, though.
Oh, yeah, because it was close enough.
All right. Yeah.
The eel's got to give me a fortitude save.
Oh, yeah, because he's in your thing. His fortitude save is 12.
That's going to fail, so he's going to take the full 2d6 damage here.
Yeah, they specifically did not move out of that.
So he takes 5 points of damage.
All right. Kirsch, your turn.
Kirsch is going to start spinning his hand around in a circle, and then like this like glowing disc starts to form around as he spins, and then he chucks it at Eoxian Eel number 1. Does a 27 hit him?
Oh, it sure does.
Nice.
He's going to take 3d6 force damage.
Nice.
Which is 10.
Well done.
It then bounces off of him and goes to the caster dude.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Does a 12 hit him?
Misses.
And after missing him, it bounces to the other one and misses him also.
Hey, it started out really cool.
But it did 3d6 damage. It did 10.
Yeah. Mr. Bubbles.
Mr. Bubbles will move up to eel number 2. He's been putting some damage into.
And he will get to take an attack of opportunity on you on that.
Yep.
28 to hit.
Yeah, it's...
And we'll deal 18 damage, piercing.
And then I take a swing. 21 to hit.
That hits.
14 damage.
It is very injured. It is now the other eel's turn, and it will start off by making a fortitude save. It gets a 26.
All right, so then it's going to succeed, but it will take half of this damage.
Okay.
So it will take 4.
4. All right. It's going to move up just a little bit to be able to also attack Mr. Bubbles, who has come close, and it will get a 23 to hit.
That hits.
And it will deal you 12 damage, min. Vale.
I am going to cast Wisp Ally, and I'm going to choose to have it... Yeah, I'm going to make it Duharian Fire on... Eoxian Eel number 2. So it's going to take a minus 2 attack.
Okay. We then move back to the top of the order with the Kasatha caster. He is out of the mist, so he does not have to make the save. He will simply maintain his concentration on the spell. Barrican, give me another fortitude save, please.
No, I don't think I will.
Oh, okay. Well, you simply take 3d8 damage and are immobilized.
11.
Yeah, you are going to again take 3d8 damage and be immobilized. That is 11 damage.
Ooh, I'm getting a little heavy here, guys.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna spend another resolve point and use a reaction to allow you to reroll that at a plus 2. Don't roll a 1 this time. God damn it.
Roll a 4.
Sorry about that, bud. We then move on to Varrigan. It is your turn.
Ah, shit. All right, I got 1. I can't move. All right, I'm going to do a trick attack. So he's going to get an attack of opportunity on me.
Okay, he'll take it. And he gets a 26 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
And we'll deal you...
Hold on. I have 1 image left.
Oh, that's right. 1 image. Sorry.
We're going high, baby. Going high.
All right, yeah. I'll roll a d20. I rolled a 7.
Fuck.
All right. So you take 14 damage.
I am down to 12 hit points.
Yeah, you ain't looking so hot there, buddy.
No, this is like the first time in the history of this campaign that I've ever taken HP damage to, besides the radiation shit, but that doesn't count.
You feeling a little fragile there, bud?
Yeah, a little bit now. All of a sudden, 25 on my stealth roll.
You fail against the eel with a 25.
Still gonna roll. 21 to hit.
That hits. 15 damage. You kill it.
Thank God.
It's
okay.
Dead.
I'm still going to die.
Holy shit. That was rough. It's still rough.
Karshk.
Karshk moves up to Mr. Utterly. Hold still now. Seriously? Nobody? Nope. He's immobilized. Come on, guys.
Oh, oh.
Damn it. I fucking hate you guys.
Nope, that's my fault.
Space point for Swanee.
No. You didn't even get it at first.
Yeah, that's how good
it was.
You
had to explain it.
That's how good it was. It was so smart, I didn't get it. That's the height of puns when they're over your head. That's how you know they're good.
Ted, you look so disappointed.
I'm just,
I love
just gonna
it.
Leave.
Just because you never make puns.
So yeah, we're just gonna do a level 2 Mystic Cure. You get 24 hit points back.
Ooh, nice.
And you know what? I'll give you the extra 6.
Because you can deal it to yourself, can't you?
Because I can take 6 damage, yes.
But you actually haven't taken any damage. Excellent turn by Kirsch, saving his friend.
Thank you, Kirsch, so much. I love you. What a guy.
Mr. Bubbles.
Mr. Bubbles goes around the acid mist and gets in this caster's face.
All right, fantastic.
I take a swing. That's a nat 20.
Yeah, that's a crit.
Hell God. Yeah. Jesus.
We're going to have to look into the severe wound thing now. That's 33 damage.
Oof. Okay.
Severe wound options are...
It means he's also going to have to make a concentration check to not lose that spell he's holding on Varrican.
Bleed?
I think he just automatically loses it.
Does he?
Yeah, concentration does not directly talk about if you're concentrating on it, but it says normally you can concentrate even in a distracting situation, but if you're casting a spell and you take damage from either a successful attack that targeted your AC or from an effect that you failed a saving throw against, the spell fails.
All right, so he's just going to lose it then. Okay.
Very so good. Severe wound, roll twice in the wounding weapons table, choose your desired result. The target still attempt any associated save. Since both my rolls were 1 to 10, I'm stuck with bleed 1d6, but it's also the only one that doesn't even have a save. He just has bleed 1d6 now.
All right, and that actually automatically applied to him, so fantastic. Excellent hit, Mr. Bubbles. It is now the other eel's turn, and it does not like that you did that. It gazes at you. Go ahead and give me a fortitude save, please.
It needs to give a fortitude save first.
Oh, yes, it does. Thank you for reminding me. It gets a 14.
That's going to fail. This is literally the most damage I've ever dealt in a single combat right here, so I am not letting you get away with it. 8 points of damage.
Fantastic. It takes it. And Mr. Bubbles, a fortitude save, please.
I don't want to. Oh, it's another nat 20.
Jeez.
Damn, you... 2 in a row.
So this one had not tried to paralyze you before. It was the other one that did. And so you gaze into this one's soul now, and it is now terrified of you.
Yeah, again, I have no soul for it.
You have no soul. Vale, your turn.
Vale will move his wisp ally over to the oxen eel number 1 and okay. Put Harry and Fire on it as well, so it gets a -2 to hit. And I'm also going to, I think I'm going to pull up my pistol and give him a good shot, PP. With 23 to hit.
Hits.
He'll take 7 points of damage.
Excellent. Well, we're back up to the caster who has lost his spell that he was holding on Varrican. He is going to take a guarded step back away from Mr. Bubbles. He is going to cast a spell at you, Mr. Bubbles. He is just going to point all 4 of his hands at you. And you feel a throbbing in your mind. If you could go ahead and give me a will save.
Is this mind thrust?
It is mind thrust.
23.
You are fine. Does it deal you half damage?
Half damage.
Yep, half damage. So half damage on the success. You take 7.
Well, it ain't no level 1 mind thrust. That's
it is not.
Sure.
Varrican, you are no longer immobilized. And there's also a dead eel in front of you.
Okay, I'm going to move on top of the dead... Actually, no, I'm not going to move. I'm going to move around here, and I'm out of reach of this first Eoxian eel, right?
Correct.
Okay, but I still have a clear line of sight on the caster?
You do.
Perfect. Then I'm going to do a trick attack again. Surprise, surprise. 22, so I don't get it. 15.
And that'll miss.
Ah.
Karsk.
Shoot at the big ugly guy. Eoxian eel number 1. 18 to hit?
Hits EAC.
We will deal him 7 static damage.
Mr. Bubbles.
I move after the caster, and I take another swing. 27 to hit.
You hit.
21 damage.
He's hurting. It's the eel's turn. It needs to make a fortitude save.
Does.
It gets a 30, though.
It succeeds. However, it's just going to take half of this damage. 4 points of damage.
The eel will take a 5-foot step over, and it sees Mr. Bubbles killing his friend, and it will attempt to kill you first. It gets a 24 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
And will deal you 18 damage. That's its turn. Vale.
Wait, does a 22 hit?
Me?
No. The axe and eel hitting you. Yeah.
No, 22 would not hit him.
It has Harry and Fire on it.
That's right, it does, doesn't it? A 22 to hit Mr. Bubbles.
Fuck no. I'm going to take my 18.
Take your 18 hit points back.
Hey, guys, I'm being, like, extra useful this combat.
You are actually doing things. It's amazing.
I don't like this. We've changed, guys. We've really changed.
I suppose I could go back to, you know, charging at swarms and, you know, doing nothing, I guess. Hey, I'll cast Hazard.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. it's your turn, so let's see what the new Vale can do.
Well, the new Vale's just going to pew-pew it with a little rifle. An 8 to hit.
Ah, Vale's back to his old ways. You miss.
Woo! All right, Tyler.
And he hits me. Do you like 18 damage?
I can technically reroll that attack, but I'm not going to. You guys seem so happy with me missing, so I'm leaving it.
Back to the caster, who takes another 3 bleed damage. And again, he is just going to try and back away from Mr. Bubbles. This now does put him back into the acid, but he didn't start his turn there, so it's not going to matter. He casts another spell at you, Mr. Bubbles. Give me a will save.
22.
22, you're good. He tries to hold you the same he did Kirsch, but you fight through it. You're having none of it. Varrican.
What should I go for here, the caster or the eel?
I think Bubbles is getting the eel pretty good.
Caster, I guess, is more injured.
Okay, I'm gonna go for the caster, I think. I got a high chance of killing him, at least, if I miss my quick attack. 28.
Success.
Ooh! That's all right, this is some big boy damage coming out here, then. 50 damage to him.
It's a pistol you're shooting, right?
Yeah, semi-auto pistol.
You take aim with your pistol, the weapon that you're so familiar with. It feels like an old friend in your hand. You pull the trigger. It's so light, and it fires dead and true and hits the Kasatha right in his big cone head, right between the eyes, and he falls over, deceased.
So much for questioning him, Barrican.
I couldn't help myself. He tried to kill us.
Bear.
Look at all this blood on my fur right now.
I don't think I've ever actually seen you bleed before.
Cursed. There is only the other eel remaining.
Yeah, I'll just shoot at it. How about 26 to hit?
You'll hit.
I've got this eel's number. 4 electricity damage.
Deal 4 electricity damage. Mr. Bubbles.
Technically, you could stand right here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Because the caster's dead.
And I'm not in the circle then. Exactly. Yeah, I'll guard and step to the northwest corner of the circle. Pick a swing!
Just at the edge of it.
26.
That hits.
18 damage.
It's not doing so hot. It's its turn, though, and it will take one last desperate bite.
Hold on.
Yes? Oh, yes, it needs to make a fortitude save. It gets a 20.
It still succeeds, but it will take half of this, 3 points of acid damage.
Varrican, since you're the one that killed its master, it actually is going to move up and attempt to attack you rather than Mr. Bubbles, who's right in front of it. And it's going to get a 25 to hit.
I still have my mirror image on.
That's right. So let me go ahead. You want high again?
Yeah, buddy.
I roll a 15.
Yes.
Take that 15 damage.
All right. All right, so that is my last image, though.
And that's his turn. Yep, Vale.
Vale's gonna, like, step full into the room proper here. He's been kind of just standing in the doorway this entire time. And he's going to shoot at the eel with his Corona pistol. 23 to hit.
That hits.
I deal it 9 points of fire damage.
Which was exactly how much you needed to deal to kill it. It falls.
That's fantastic, guys.
Guys, let me hold up my hand. This was so exhilarating. And then I like lean really hard on my cane. Oh God, I'm so tired. I lose all of my resources.
Well done. You have defeated the caster and the two eels in a harrowing combat.
Kirsch looks around. This does seem like it could be a defensible position to rest for the night.
We can just take a quick 10 minutes, can't we?
No, I'm basically out of spells.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't really have any way to help in any way, shape, or form moving forward.
Do you guys say we are going to end up staying here?
Well, I think we should try. It's defensible.
I'm going to for sure take the first 10 minutes to use a resolve point. You're right, my fatigue.
I have to do the same as well.
When did you guys get fatigued?
Well, I just need my stamina back.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Fatigue is...
Oh, that's what the
damage to your
the sheet calls it, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I search the spellcaster?
Yes, indeed you can, and he has much things on him.
Oh shit, loot.
It's been so long.
It's been so long.
First thing is a hook knife. We also have a liquidator disintegrator pistol, and a fighter hand coil. So, are you going to do a full rest here in this room?
I think we have to.
Okay.
I mean, we'll try to, like, barricade this room, but...
Do you take, like, watch shifts?
Yeah, absolutely. We would take shifts. Best we can. One apiece. Kirsch, do you want the first watch or the last watch?
I'll take the first watch.
Okay. So that means I got last watch.
Dude's on fifth.
Third watch. Fuck you guys.
Who's taking first watch?
Kirsch.
Kirsch. On your watch, Kirsch, could you give me a perception check?
34.
You hear, outside of the room, what sounds like quiet footsteps. Somebody trying to be quiet and moving up toward the room. You hear the footsteps stop. Wait for 10, 15 seconds, and then the footsteps start to go away. Bipedal.
But it never actually enters the room?
Nothing ever actually enters the room.
Okay. When I first hear it, like, I pulled my gun up, and I just, like, pointed at that opening, waiting, but then nothing, like, pokes its head around. And I just kind of then keep an extra listen out for it, and I'll tell the next person that I heard it. But that it walked away.
All right, perfect. Vale, you're fatigued permanently.
I certainly am,
It's an interesting thing.
Uh-huh. It's because I reached farther in to try to show the alternate realities that I peek into.
This night, while you're sleeping, you have the most vivid dream that you have ever had in your life. And you feel it connected to that moment when you had exerted so much energy and so much of yourself into trying to see that alternate reality. You feel a new connection being made within you.
Okay.
You can now gaze into alternate realities better than you could previously.
Okay.
To go along with your permanent fatigue.
Got it.
Okay. And that is going to have an effect on one of your spells.
Oh?
Your hazard spell.
Oh, yeah?
Now deals 1d3 per level damage. And a failure is half.
I'll take it. I mean, I am permanently fatigued. Have you looked at that condition?
And I'm just going to let you know that barring hitting level 20, that's not going away.
Fantastic. Fantastic. This is like a... It feels like an oracle thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, it feels like an oracle thing, and I dig it. I dig it a lot.
But now your hazard spell actually does something, because I think the hazard is so cool, and it fits your character concept so well.
And I did stop describing it, because
But I want it to be cool, and I want it to work.
I thought the damage already scaled.
No, it doesn't. It's just garbage.
Starfinder.
It's straight garbage.
Hazard is the thing that you, like, summon shit from other dimensions.
Exactly. Yep. Well, I want it to be better than using your stupid-ass pistol. Vale should be casting interdimensional hazards, not shooting his dumb-ass pistol.
I'm usually pretty bad at it.
Anyway, it's the next morning. Vale's feeling a little different. Kirsch heard something in the night, but everything else passed uneventfully. How do you wish to proceed?
That next morning, I think Kirsch would suggest that we check the front door or the entrance to this area, make sure it wasn't booby-trapped or something.
On the way out? That's a good idea.
Yeah, before we leave, or like as we leave, make sure that it wasn't booby-trapped by whoever snuck up to there and then left.
I'll hike up the edge of my robes a little bit and get down on my haunches and look for traps.
Okay, go ahead and give me a check.
19.
Kirsch looks over his shoulder, gets a 26.
Vale is getting down on his hands and knees. His knees are popping and he's a little, just a little distracted from the pain and being old. You do not see any traps.
I like how you describe like his knees popping and stuff because he's old. It's like, my knees fucking pop when I bend down like that.
Where's the lie, though?
Where's the lie? It's not there.
I'm not quite ready to consider myself old yet.
After you have checked the door and found there to be no traps, how do you proceed?
I think we need to go south. I think Varrican was scouting ahead for us earlier just because those mushrooms could be dangerous.
Well, and Varrican, can you check and see if you can track these footsteps that Kirsch is talking about?
Good call. I'm a bounty hunter, so I gain an ability to do that too.
Very good.
I don't get any bonus to it. This is a garbage skill, by the way, so.
What is it?
Plus zero. I got a 2.
Oh, survival?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you don't have survival as a bounty hunter?
No, I don't.
I need to go track this person.
How are you supposed to track people through space? Come on, they don't leave footprints. Antiquarian skill.
True, I suppose it is all probably more digital footprints than actual physical footprints.
There you go.
And as such, Varrican, you are very bad. You do not see any footprints.
I've never seen this type of dirt before, guys. It's hard to know what's what.
Well, be prepared for an ambush of some kind.
Kirsch does have a good survival if you'd like Kirsch to track.
You do? Yeah, Kirsch, if you want to step up and be our physical tracker.
Kirsch promises he is not stealthy. Since Kirsch heard the footsteps, he will go take a look to see if he can find them and gets a 27 on survival.
I'm afraid you find no footsteps.
This person must have been either light on their feet or... I looked... Am I leaving footsteps, like footprints as I walk, or is it like pretty solid here and there's no dust or...
It's pretty solid, but you could see that you're leaving a few little footprints. Very light.
This person must be very light on their feet.
Well, I should be prepared for any kind of ambush.
Do you continue south, Varrican?
Yeah, and I will make a stealth check and then perception check as well to keep an eye out for any mushrooms.
You're being very stealthy, and you do believe that one there, that one's an exploding mushroom, about 40 feet to your south.
Can I, like, walk through that place adequately to, like, not get... Like, yes. Is there room for me to walk around that mushroom?
You could. Okay. You feel you could.
All right. Yeah, then I will just continue walking and then go towards the southeast a little bit.
As you go, you see a narrow passage to your southwest and a wider passage to your southeast. The one to the southeast, just as you peek your head around, you can see some large spider webs.
I'll fold it in then. Captain, if we want to move forward, we can. There's a mushroom, but we can avoid it. But I do have a bad feeling about these spider webs.
I'll look over to Mr. Bubbles.
Do you have anything that'll set the webs on fire?
Mr. Bubbles looks through his inventory. How much webbing is it?
Well, so far, Varrican can only see a little bit, but it's about 10-foot square area of webbing.
I hand him incendiary grenade, or I toss it over to Varrican.
I'm going to ready an action, I guess, to throw it into the webs if I see something moving into the webs.
Okay. As you are standing in front of this cluster of webs here, just at the opening of this passageway, you do not see anything moving.
Okay. I will 5-foot diagonal closer to the spider web again. Am I touching the web if I move there?
You could touch the web if you move there, but it's
easy enough to avoid that you could choose not to if you wished.
Okay, and I still don't see anything as far as, like, how dense is the webbing, I guess? Is it just kind of like one web, or is it a multiple?
Yeah, once you get past that spot, you can see that the webbing is quite dense. There is quite a bit of it, and there's no way you could proceed through that path without encountering the web, and you can see beyond it more web.
Can I make a life science check to see what kind of alien creature would make this that's native to EX?
Right. Absolutely, you could.
That can be good. Six.
Six. Yeah, fucking spiders, dude. Fucking spiders, man.
I'll phone it in again. I'll be like, Kursk, we should really take a look at these webbings before we proceed any further. I'm nervous about going through them.
Kursk will move up, attempting to be stealthy. Gets a natural 20 for a 25.
Ooh. A boy.
Oh, hey, how'd you get back there?
Yeah, just all of a sudden you see her voice.
Mr. Bubbles takes a swing at you as you appear out of nowhere.
Did you say you wanted a life science for these?
Yeah, it would be.
Another natural 20 for Jesus. 33.
Fucking rolling rocks over there, Kursk. Yeah, these are called asteroid spiders. You read a scholarly journal about them for a class at some point. You know all about them. This is clearly an asteroid spider web.
What do I know about asteroid spiders?
Asteroid spiders, you know that they typically live in groups rather than solitary. You know that they're quite stealthy and dangerous. They like to ambush as a group. They're almost like pack hunter spiders.
You think, Kursk, should we burn the webbing down or try to maneuver through it?
I believe they are probably watching us right now.
Let it burn! And I'll pull the pin out of my incendiary grenade and toss it in the webs.
Okay. How much damage does it deal?
1d6 fire and then 1d4 burn.
Go ahead and roll your fire damage there for the initial explosion.
So 6 damage, then 2 fire damage.
All right. So absolutely your incendiary grenade is going to set the first web on fire. And they are densely packed enough that if you give it a few seconds, it's going to set the next web on fire too. And they are going to burn. And go ahead and give me perception checks.
23.
32.
Fuck you, Kursk. Jesus.
Damn.
And Kursk does skills. That's about all Kursk does.
Kursk is killing it.
Well, Kursk has the highest with a 32, but really everybody other than Mr. Bubbles is going to hear coming from down in the tunnels, and it echoes in a way that reverberates around and sounds like it's coming from all directions, are these screams of distress.
Gross. Can we see them at all? No, just hear them?
They're not going to come running through the fire at you, I'll tell you that much.
That's fine. I will, like, I don't know how to describe this, I guess, but I'll, like, turn on the flashlight. I don't know. It's like when you burn down the egg nest in Alien. Just watched that movie recently, too. And I will walk through, like, shining the flashlight at all, like, the burned down stuff. And I'll just, like, keep walking through.
Yeah, go ahead and move yourself to wherever you want to be. Right there. So you're continuing through the burn, kind of having to knock away the burned webs. What's everybody else doing?
Following.
Yeah, I would say.
Especially after hearing those noises, we know something's down there.
Yeah, we would group up, I would think.
All right. Varrican, you're swiping away these singed nests that are kind of floating through the air like embers, almost like breathing them in, and it's so thick. Shining your flashlight through it, you get very low visibility through these floating embers. And as you come around this narrow corner, your flashlight catches something terrifying. And it is a massive purple spider with big, huge red eyes. It looks crouched and ready to attack. You are going to need to give me initiatives, everybody.
Some humanoids in this supposed secret FEO headquarters, but now they found giant spiders. Will everybody come out of this with all of their blood still in their body? Find out next time as we continue.
Min-Max in Space!
And until then, may you have many great space adventures of your own.
It's your turn.